Lesson 16. When reading a daily newspaper, you should begin by looking over the headlines and reading the summaries of the news of the day. Many newspapers have organized their pages to help you do just that. For example, the front page of the Wall Street Journal has summaries of the main stories of the day on business, finance, and world news. By reading these first, you get a general idea of the most important news, as well as the section and page where you can find more information about each story. Many other newspapers provide similar outlines for the day's top stories. Furthermore, each specific section of many newspapers has brief summaries of the main stories in slightly more detail. By reading through them quickly, you can take advantage of this valuable information. Even if you do not read every story, you can get most of the major news in just a few minutes. If your newspaper does not include summaries, read the headlines on the first page of each section. Newspapers are well designed for speed readers. They use narrow columns that allow you to read a whole line or two at a glance. Also, newspaper stories use a style of writing in which the most essential information is presented in the first few paragraphs, while less important details are found later in the article. Your purpose and interests should determine how much of the story you read past the first few paragraphs. For example, suppose you are reading the sports section and there is a story about a baseball game. If all you care to know is the result of the game and you read the headline, "Home team wins again," you do not need to read any further in the story. However, a true fan wants to know such details as who hit the winning run, who the losing pitcher was, or how many errors were made. Your purpose determines what you need to read and, therefore, the amount of information you need to read.